Here's the mother of all lies. After the autopsy, Mrs. Creed got back on her soapbox about Chris being dead in the woods somewhere. A few days later, Justin Creed paid a visit to the principal of his middle school. The principal picked up the phone and dialed the new chief of police before Justin even had a chance to spew the whole thing. Justin told them that the night before Chris disappeared, Chris and his mom had had an argument. It was over his privileges, or the lack of any. Mrs. Creed was saying she would decide what privileges her children had, and that was the end of the story. Justin swore that he heard Chris threatening to send a derogatory email about her to Mr. Ames the following day. Mrs. Creed solved that by removing all the cables to Chris's computer system. While she was disassembling, Chris read calmly over her shoulder the letter he planned to send. Justin said from what he heard, it sounded exactly like the email that Mr. Ames had received from Chris, the one sent from the library. Mrs. Creed had blown a lot of shit around, that Chris could not have written that letter. And yet, there's the truth. Chris read the thing to her before he ever disappeared, and before the cops ever got it and showed it to her. The horror is that I was in mental health and Mrs. Creed was still cooking dinners, chauffeuring kids to and from school, and making speeches in church. I've come to think that she wasn't going to any great effort to cover up the letter when she gave her little, "Why would my son run away?" spiel that Sunday. Maybe as far as she was concerned, she had never heard the letter. It didn't exist. There is justice in an insanely cruel world. Despite the twos and threes I started getting after that night I discovered Bob Haynes, I got one surefire ace. My fourth week in mental health, lyrics started passing through my head. First it happened in small breezes, then in waves, and tunes would roll right in underneath them. I'd spent years agonizing to make up even dumb songs, and all of a sudden, all I had to do was pick up a pen and kick back. Some were morbid. Two torn aces on a stone. Two torn aces burned a stone. Two young men at the mill wheel grinding. One left standing, and the other went flying. Gone, gone, gone in the morning. So I'm not Eric Clapton, but it's a step up from A Song to the Blues. Some lyrics got insanely hopeful. On a mountain, somewhere over there, broken bones grow straight like arrows. Broken hearts unfold to care. I am strong. I'm an answer to a prayer. I am hope. I'm a fountain. I am someone. I am someone over there.